Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, you're being reminded that your S01 monthly statutory deductions for June 2018 is due July 16, 2018. Be on time and you can benefit from the employment tax credit. To qualify, eligible persons must file and pay their monthly statutory payroll deductions S01 on time. Such employers may claim the total amount of payroll statutory contributions for education tax, NHT, NIS, and HART, that is, both the employee and employer portions, restricted to 30% of income tax liability for that year of assessment. So you see, it pays to be compliant. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your generosity knows no bounds. When we needed help, you were always around.
The support and the grants when you give we, it build road, house, school and train we.
And now we're doing much better. Life is sweet, up it true with the EU.
Anybody have change for $500?
No, no, two bills me have, you auntie.
So I really have to go walk over cashier now this year hot sun for get change.
Bro, I don't know about you, but me just a walk home from half a train and come like me did I go dead.
For real. Every year you're just a hear say it get hotter and hotter. The eat a beat with bad man.
Man, but guess what? We can't beat it back, you know? Can't make it kill we.
On this week's edition of Get the Facts, we provide you with tips to help protect yourself from the heat this summer. Summer is here, and with it, rising temperatures and the need for greater effort to stay cool and hydrated. The most common heat-related illnesses are heat exhaustion, heat rash, heat cramps, and the most severe, heat stroke. Director of Nutrition Services in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Edwards, warns that there is a big difference between keeping cool and staying hydrated. She says staying hydrated is important to avoiding various heat-related and health problems.
Fans and AC units do keep you cool, but in doing that, they also dehydrate you. So you will, in fact, have to replace the fluids. Because remember, you're perspiring. The water is being lost. The fan is just blowing it away and giving you the cooling effect. So you will still have to replace the fluid that is being lost. So yes, the fan is going to keep you cool. Yes, the AC is going to keep you cool, but they're also dehydrated.
Miss Edwards recommends maintaining a balance in everything. So the more water the body loses in sweat, the more that needs to be replaced. But in an effort to avoid dehydration, heat strokes, and heart failure, water intake must not be overdone. She explains that just as easy as it is to be negatively affected by a lack of water, drinking too much can hurt the body. And although everyone is affected by the heat, specific groups tend to be more vulnerable, especially during the summer.
Just by being elderly, they are already at risk, because there have been changes in how the body metabolizes. And so they are already at risk. And so we want to pay attention to the elderly. Certainly they need to be getting in at least 6 glasses of water per day. The younger child now, certainly those between 1 to 10 kilograms, we usually say about 100 mils per kilogram body weight.
Director of Nutrition Services in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Edwards. Other ways to stay hydrated include wearing loose-fitted clothing, wearing hats to protect the face from the effects of the sun, and avoiding strenuous physical activity. It's also advised to avoid leaving the elderly and children in hot cars. Also, persons with diabetes and high blood pressure are especially encouraged to stay hydrated. Remember, consult your doctor if you're feeling signs of confusion, dizziness, nausea, muscle swelling, heart disturbances, or a headache. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.